Now, when we think about health, many people are too hung up on themselves to worry about other species. But as vegans love to tell us, animals are people too. That's obviously a complete lie, but like people, animals today are getting fat and weird. Our reporter Madeline Albright has this editorial.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. School's out for the summer, and it's not just the freshmen who put on the pounds. It's the squirrels. And just like freshmen, they become targets of drug frat boys. There's a new craze sweeping across campus called critter cramming, and it's as sick as it is intriguing. The night begins at dusk. Under the cover of twilight, a pack of fraternity brothers surround an unsuspecting tree. Here, the horror begins. The squirrels are lured down from the branches and into a trash can by reggae music and playful clicking sounds. When the squirrel is inside the can, the lid is put on and the helpless captive is whisked away at speeds approaching 8 miles an hour. Once in the basement of the frat house, the squirrel is force-fed various types of hallucinogenic acorns until it's completely nutty. When the gorging is complete, the squirrel is as wide as it is long. It's then let loose in the diag and made to scamper through the delirium to the laughs and cheers of the frat jerks. The squirrel's trip will only last about 4 hours, but losing the excess acorn weight can take a full month.
Coursework in the humanities, health sciences.
Mary Sue Coleman is school president as well as an avid squirrel weight enthusiast. There's no doubt the recent run of rodent rotundity has been noticed during her eye watching. I broke into her house to find out more.
Get a picture of that pipe.
No, this has not been cleared for broad. Who signed up? Josh! All right, we'll get this sorted in the meantime. Josh! In the meantime, we have...
We're going to play the cut right now, and it's going to be a very, very big hit.